Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Minister Reverend Royal Ruth Princess Love on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Monday, September the 26th, 2016 at 7:30 p.m. Glory to God. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace, glorifying, magnifying, and exalting you, thanking you for your long suffering, your mercy, your gentleness, kindness, and above all, your love, your unfeigned love, your unconditional love, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God, for Dr. Hunter's consistency and persistency and faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, not only for him, but all the ministers all over the world that have a heart that panted after righteousness to do your will. Not only them, ministers, but saints who have been called, chosen, and elected before the foundation of the world, that know above everything and every thought that you are God and that we need you, Lord. We desperately need you, Abba. We cling to you, Lord. We run to you. We adore you. You are everything, Abba. We thank you for your word, that you had the love to give us your word, your abiding word that is inside of us when you sent the Holy Spirit to us. We thank you, Father, for forgiveness, for forgiveness of our sins, that they are as far from us as the east is from the west. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we woke up this morning and wasn't shot or murdered or any of those evil things, and that we had a roof over our head and food on our in our refrigerator and cool air in our homes, that air conditions was working. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for so many things that we take for granted. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk to the bathroom and walk to the kitchen. We thank you, Lord, that we can use our arms and move them. We thank you, Lord, that we have a mouth that we can swallow. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can swallow and we can hear and we can see. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and I repent for any time that I've taken for granted the things you've so freely given me. I thank you, Lord, because I remember the times when I couldn't do those things. And I thank you. I ask you to forgive us, Lord, for any spirit that we have that we should have it. We are in desperate need and grateful to you, Lord God, for everything you do to us, for us, and have allowed us. Most of all, Father God, above everything, we thank you for salvation, because it is not by works of righteousness. It is not because I've been so good or we've been so good that we deserve to be saved, but it's because you paid the price and you made the sacrifice and you bore all of our sins on Calvary. We thank you, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Elohim, Jehovah Nisa, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. I just thank you, Lord, for not making us orphans when we was kids. There's a bunch of orphans that hear me over the phone, that hear us over the airway. There's children that's being sold into slavery, adults being made to prostitute their life, males and females, Lord. I ask you to have mercy, because your word say, you got 7,000 that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. And God, I know in every nation, you got some people in every nation and in every situation. You got a people. And I thank you, Lord, for coming around them and putting them in the palm of your hand and your blood being all over them to protect and keep them. And the ministering spirits, the angels that you have, that you loose to go forth to minister for the needs of the saints. I thank you, Lord. I thank you in the mighty name of my Savior, my Lord, my sacrifice, my perfect lamb. Holy God, oh my God, in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, I thank you. And if I left off anybody, the prisoners, I'm so sorry, Father, I repent. I can't finish the prayer yet because I do need to pray for all of those that are in prison. Unjustly and justly, those that are seeking you in the prisons, Lord. There are people who are calling on your name all over the world in every prison. There's somebody and they're seeking to know you, God. I thank you for sending your Holy Spirit in there and saving them, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for blessing Israel. And I thank you for keeping Obama safe from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Letting him finish out his presidency whole and healthy and saved, filled with your mighty Holy Spirit and knowing the love of God that passes all knowledge and understanding, knowing that the most powerful position in the world cannot compare to the love of God rolling around in your heart and soul. In the name of Jesus. And then, God, above all that, I want to ask you for this night, I chose Bernie Sanders, but people have chose Clinton and Trump. So now I'm asking you, God. I'm asking you with all my heart, but I yield to your will. I beg of you, don't let Trump win. Don't let Trump win the presidency at all. Give us one more chance of mercy, God. Let Clinton, and you stir up in her heart. Save her, Lord. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you. Save her. Reconcile her brain to know that she needs you, Lord. She's asking for a position that only you are able to fill. She's asking for a way that only you can lead, Father, because we know, at least we hope, that at least she'll take the time to listen to you. I don't think we'll, God. So I'm begging you, Father, don't let us be in the hands of the enemy under no circumstances in Jesus' name. But thy will above all that I ask, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, glory, boy. The anointing fell in my house. I don't know about nobody else's house. Tonight I want to spend most of my time praying and urging you to pray. But I want to go back to an old scripture that I always thought that I did a teaching on a few weeks ago, Mark 11:25-26. Oh, yeah, I'm on the wrong page. Because it is very important that we know. We always say, we got to pray. But we must pray believing that what we ask, we have already received it. And I like to give the illustration of your hand. Those of us who have hands. There are people who don't have hands. There are people who can't see their hands. I sang with a blind group for 10 years because we are people too. Everybody in the group was blind. It was only two of us who had a little, who had vision. But, of course, I've been blind, but not for any length of time, for about half an hour or something like that before I had surgery. So, you know, it's all good in the neighborhood when you're walking in Jesus. They that are the led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So Mark 11, I'm going to give it to you again because it's vitally important that we read, that you believe. Because just praying, just to hear yourself pray or to say I've prayed has no value. 11:23, I'm going to start at 23. Well, I'm going to really start at 22. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. That's the first number one thing you need to do. 23, for truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you that what things soever you desire, whatsoever you desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. When ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So I belong to a lot of prayer groups, and I hear it's an old running theme. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. But I think a lot, there is some wrongful prayers. The hypocrites love to pray. People who love to pray just to say they're praying. The same thing goes on with revival. We don't even understand the total meaning of revival. Revive. How do you get revived? The Holy Spirit comes down and makes his abode. But we don't even understand. We think just having a meeting means we reviving. No, revive comes from God himself. It's God himself comes down and pours out his Spirit on us. It's the Holy Spirit. And how does it come? It comes in the name of Jesus. How does it come? Through grace. Grace, unmerited, unearned, not worked for, not deserved. Oh, glory to God. I still want to give you all the power of God to know the things that you can have anything you want. But see, I'm going to give you a scripture that should go along with this one. Philippians chapter 2. Let's turn over there. See, I had my daughter quote me, God, he'll give you the desires of your heart. I said, yeah, he will give you the desires of your heart because it is God. Philippians chapter 2. I ain't got there yet. I'm trying to get back, get over there. Philippians chapter 2. You better know the word of God. Ephesians. There we go. Galatians. Ephesians. The desires come from God. The ones that he will give you. The ones he will give you. Let's go over here. Here we are, Philippians chapter 2. It took me a minute to get here. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, I'll say it till I see my Savior, in Christ, this is where the power is. Not in the White House, not in the Congress, but here's where the power is, in Christ. This is Philippians chapter 1 I started at. If any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. Verse 2. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. This is where the power is. Remember, I already told you, in Christ is where the power is at. Now, being like-minded is where we have the victory at. Listen at this. Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That's where I was headed, that mind, that mind. This is where God promised, and this is what this is how he tells us. And just one of the brothers had a talk a few minutes ago about how people have fallen. Some people fall. The Bible says a righteous man will fall 7 times. So it ain't no biggie. I mean, if you've lived in Christ any length of time, you have fallen. Ain't nobody walked upright the whole time. You can lie to yourself and say, oh, I've been perfect the whole time. Okay, all right, perfect the whole time. I understand that we all lie. The Bible say all men are liars. And so if I sit here and told you I've been perfect the whole time, then you can guarantee I'm a liar. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. There we go again. In mind. I'm talking about the mind. Let each esteem another better than themselves. Let us do that. Let us do that. That's telling us to really be humble, basically. Be humble. Be humble. Verse 4. That was 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Coming in. And joining lately, and they'll be wondering where yet. I do that on Christian TV and Christian radio, and they don't have it up there. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now, that can be kind of misconstrued. when I first studied this many years ago, I used to think, okay, don't look at what I got. Don't look not at every man. I need to read that to you from the Amplified. On his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And I'm sure the Amplified version is much better explanation on that. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And this is where I'm headed. I'm headed to this because if you notice, every verse had mind in it. Every verse. Verse 1 implied, okay? But verse 2, 3, and verse 4, verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Every verse. 2, 3, and 4. Also use mind. Verse 5, as I read already. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I wish you could. I want to try and make people understand. My strongest desire in this world is that you will know Jesus, know him, know when I. Say, for instance, if I sit here and told you, oh, if you sin, God don't love you no more. Know that I'm lying. Don't accept anything people tell you. Don't accept these people who tell you that if you sin, that you are separated from God. Don't accept that. Know that the Bible already said there's nothing that can separate you from God. Now, which one you going to believe? If I tell you, you sin and you're separated from God, or if the Bible, Romans chapter 8, say there's nothing can separate you from God, the love of God. Now, which one you going to believe, me or the Word? I tell you, I beg of you, believe the Word. Don't believe me if I tell you that. But if you got the Holy Spirit inside of you, you already know, that ain't right, what she just said. You know what I'm saying? You will know. So that's the discerner. The spirit that God has put inside of us, he is God. He is a discerner of your thoughts and your intention. He is the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ promised in Matthew chapter 28. I will send you a comforter, and he shall come, and he shall lead you and guide you into all truth. Oh, God, time has flown, man. It's 7:50. My God, my God, my God. Woo, 30 minutes ain't nothing. And I just got to verse 5. But I brought up this here. Who being in the form of God, Jesus Christ, now, he was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. And that's what the greatest ministers of us, the greatest preachers you can see, the greatest saints you can meet is a servant. We are servants. I am your servant. My duty, my job, my calling, my desire is to teach you something that you didn't know or that you hadn't thought about, give you a new insight in it, to learn how to walk in Christ and to know whose you are, and who you are. And I'm telling you, in all three of those, you have power. You have received the power. And the same, if the same mind be in me and you that was in Christ Jesus. Verse 7 again. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. God came down. He couldn't send nobody to take to be our sacrifice. He decided to come down himself and be our sacrifice. Oh, glory. I'm going to heaven, brothers and sisters. I got to be with my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. I got to. I ain't got to do nothing else in this world but be with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I tell you, there ain't nothing in this world or out of this world greater than that. Nothing can beat that. Verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he put on a body, y'all, and he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And it says even to add to you, to let you know, oh, yeah, death, he could have just died, you know what I'm saying? But he went by the way of the cross. Oh, glory to God. I don't have enough time to explain to you the greatness of my God. Oh, I dare to exalt the Lord and Savior, Elohim, El Shaddai, the Lord God Most High. I exalt him. He is my exaltation. He is my boast. He is my Savior. He is my sacrifice. He is all of that and more. And I praise him. I magnify him. My little tongue and my little throat and my little body cannot praise him enough. I love him, but my love can't hit on us. It don't mean a scratch compared to his love for me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I say that boldly with 1 John. Not that I love, the word of God say, not that we loved him first, but that he loved us. So we can't even brag and boast when we say we love him. We can't even, how can I take it? Because I'm trying to get to it, but I ain't got enough minutes. And being found, therefore God, verse 9, also has highly, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Y'all remember Philippians chapter 2:9. Philippians 2:1-9 is very important. Verse 10, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, this is Paul who wrote this, only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And remind me, I will remind myself to go to really do some in-depth teaching on Philippians chapter 2:12 about the work. I'm going to give you some great insights on that in the future. Verse 13, this is where I come from. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For it is God to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I will do so that I will be doing some deeper teaching on that in the future, because I want you to understand, even when you say, I'm going to do a good thing, I want to go feed the hungry, I want to go preach the gospel, I want to do whatever good you want to do, it is God who works in you to do that. It is God who even gives you the idea and the unction to go to do that. It is God. You can't even brag and boast about all of that when you accomplish it. It is God who does it. You got to have, I said it every week, and I got 4 more minutes to tell you, have confidence in God. Have confidence in God. Verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I already read that. Verse 14, do all things, now we come to it, even when God tells you to do or works in you to do these things, without murmuring and disputing, without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked, y'all hear this? In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. Glory to God in the highest. I'm going to have to get off from there. I'm going to end in 2 minutes of prayer, because I had desired to spend the whole 30 minutes. These 30 minutes went fast, but the Holy Spirit led me to teach you that. But I do want you to know it is God who works in you both to will to do, and let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. If you get confused, you get all jangled up on anything, just say, let this mind, let the meditation, you know, one of our prayers is, Lord, let the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Well, let the meditation be, let the mind of Christ be in me. Let the mind of Christ be in me. Let me have the same mind of Christ. I mean, and that had to be hard. Don't think that was easy. I got to share with you these 2 minutes, 1 minute, how hard that had to be. Christ is the creator. Christ is God who came down and put on flesh. He became a baby in Mary's womb by the Holy Ghost. And for him to know all his life that he was God, and yet he had to humble himself and wash his mind of all the power that he had and who he was, and become insulted and humiliated and spat on and denigrated and all the things that my flesh will not tolerate. You understand? I don't have no more time. But if you understand, let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is bless the guy. God bless you. Dr. Hunter's phone is acting up, but we're going to keep praying and backing those spirits. In the name of Jesus, y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.
Amen. God has been good tonight. You know what has happened. You know, tonight's the night of the time. I'm sending word out to everybody. But I know this. The more we take God's word, and the more we can understand what God is doing.
Politico.com did the same thing. The LA Times did the same thing. All those four big media outlets all having the same idea to comprehensively fact check and chunk of all.
Hello, so how you doing? Sandra, can you hear me?
Still messed up.
Okay. Let me try one more thing. Hold on. Oh boy.
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, we can hear you now, but it's got an echo in the back.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay. Well, amen. Well, I know tonight's an amen. Tonight is a night. I think I'm going to have a sister. Dr. Monica. Monica? Monica? That's an echo. Okay.